So Riverdale versus Amity here from Amity High School. Riverdale comes into this with a 6-1 record overall, 1-1 in their league. Amity 4-1-1 and 0-1 in league. Lost to YC 2-0 last week. Amity ranked 7th in the state. Riverdale ranked 4th here in this early rankings. So good challenge for the girls, non-league. It gives them a great opportunity to get out there and play a different opponent than what they've seen this year. Some different challenges. Warriors have been struggling a little bit offensively lately. Not putting up the numbers they normally have in the past. And so I know talked with Coach Dyer a little bit this week and just kind of shared some of his challenges in terms of just getting the kids not to be impatient, helping them to stay disciplined and to really trust their teammates and their spacing and to trust their sets and not get out of those. Sometimes it happens in every sport. You know, you get a little impatient and you start to try to do too much. You kind of get outside of what your responsibilities are and get into somebody else's area. And it doesn't matter if it's basketball or soccer. Both sports are very similar in a lot of their strategies. And one of those is that you have to do your job and trust your teammates to do their job. And when you violate that, I guess, for lack of a better word, when you don't trust them and you kind of get into their space and take their responsibilities from them, overstep a little bit, it leads to, you know, kind of tentativeness on some people's parts because they'll back off a little bit and then people just aren't really sure and the confidence of the whole squad goes down. So that can kind of snowball on you. So I know that's been part of it, has been to try to get the girls just to trust each other and do their job. Warriors have the ball, get things going here. 89's at midfield, trying to work a way across there. Ball shot back down towards the defensive end of Amity. There's a push ahead by Riverdale, and Kylie comes out and fields that one cleanly. I have to nail down kind of who Riverdale has at what spots. Number 13 was Caitlin Moran on that push there, trying to get a shot, playing a forward position for him. Midfield. Warriors control up the right side to the middle, and it's checked there by Riverdale back towards center field. Moran with it, feeds on ahead, trying to get a run out there for number 7. It's knocked away by Emma Northrup and side out of bounds there. Tess Belden, number 7 for Riverdale. She inbounds to Moran, knocked away by Northrup. That's not Northrup. That is Ulua. She works defensively here along the side. Now Christensen kicks that one out along the side. The Warriors send it out of bounds. Last touch by Alyssa McMullen along the Warriors fan sideline here on the west side of the field. They'll throw in along the side. Moran battling through a couple of defenders and takes a shot. Kylie Wilson fields that without any problem. Wilson, good leg on her, out to midfield on that kick. Chased down by number 4, Milky. And out of bounds along the far side, Warrior ball. Inbounding over there would be Eliza Nisley with a throw in. Harzma chasing it down. She's going one-on-one. She's going to have a chance. And knocked away, stonewalled. Save. McMullen has a shot. Can't get it off. And the covered, still loose, and then finally covered by the keeper. Wow. Warriors had a couple of great looks there. Their keeper, Isabel Miller, got a little lucky there because she fumbled both of those shots. Boy, Maya, like to have that one a few more times tonight. There's a good pass on ahead from Nisley, but McMullen can't catch up with it. Along the side, picked off by 80. 80 centers it. Touched on there. Harris had it, can't control it, and it's cleared out to midfield by Riverdale. Northrup pushing up to midfield, controlling that. Christensen now playing a little back and forth here at the midfield line between the two teams. Nisley heads it on ahead. It's going to be Harzma again, coming in with that left foot, trying to get it out of it to McMullen. McMullen trying to put the brakes on, gets tapped away from her and pushed out of bounds. Nope, they've still got it inbounds along the side there. Back out towards midfield or center of the field. Eliza takes a left-footed shot that glances off of a Riverdale player. Mavericks knock it out of bounds on the end line. So it'll be Warrior throw in from the corner. Eliza will take that. Nicely. She's going to kick this one from the corner. Just dribbles it in a little bit. Harzma trying to go back to AD, knocked away. Pushed up by the Warriors in tight here. Loose ball, knocked, taking a shot on goal there, I think, by Eliza. No good. No, maybe that was 80. See, I think that was 80 that took that shot. Mila inbounds that from the goalkeeper position. 80 had it, got tripped up there, lost the ball. Inside Warrior territory still, controlled by the Warriors. Passed on ahead. Just past McMullen's grasp there towards the sideline. She chases it down near the corner on the left side. Now poked out of bounds by the Mavericks. Number two, Larkin, pokes that one out of bounds. McMullen throws it in along the side. Nicely back to McMullen in that far left corner, out of bounds. Couldn't quite control that. A little two-man game there in that left corner. Mila, keeper, puts it down for the free kick here from the goalie. Sends it up towards midfield where 80 takes it, trying to feed Eliza in the middle. Eliza touches on, going to have a look here, gets the shot on goal, and it's good! Eliza Nisley with a great move, assist from 80. Fantastic ball control there by the Nisleys. 80 with a great feed to Eliza, and Eliza took a couple of dribbles and with that left foot just pounded it home on the right side of the net. Great job by the Warrior offense there. 1-0 Amity, 36 minutes left to go here in the first half. Mavericks, see if that wakes up the number four team here. Out near midfield, ball bouncing around a little bit. Nisley pushes it on ahead. McMullen trying to control, tip loose from her, fighting, gets it back, then loses it again. Mavericks trying to push that ball back towards midfield, but that's Eliza's territory there. She takes care of that. Poked away by a Maverick up the field. Christensen in a foot race. And it's deflected off of Christensen and out of bounds. Great hustle there by Christensen, kind of going one-on-one with Moran, one of their forwards. Looked like Moran was going to have a chance to get a shot on goal, and Christensen got a leg in there, deflected it out of bounds along the end line. It'll be a free corner kick. Number 17, Nehem, take that. Nehem to the corner now. Gets it set. Nice day here. No rain right now. Slight breeze out of the west. Overcast. Mid in front of the goal. About 20 yards out. Controlled by the Mavericks. Trying to get in deep. Knocked away by Dyer, or by Christensen. Towards the sideline. McMullen coming up to help out defensively there. And that's a good poke away there by Ulua. Out of bounds along the side. So it'll be a throw in coming from Belden. Belden throws it into Moran. Moran crosses back to the left, centers it. Nobody there. It's going to be chased down by the Mavericks. And Northrop comes up, pokes it away off of a Maverick and out of bounds on that far sideline. East side of the field. Warriors will throw it in. They're going south to north, right to left for me as I'm talking. Waiting for the throw in. Northrop with that bomb of a throw in that she can do. Out towards midfield. Harzma pokes it. It's Nisley with it. Eliza pushes it on ahead. McMullen in a foot race gets out there. She's got one touch, another touch, trying to get a stop. Puts the brakes on. Now leaves it for Nisley. Eliza back to 80. Oh, takes a deep shot. A little too long, but just cranked that up. Had no defense on her. She was about 30 yards out. Kind of at a left angle a little bit. Took a shot, sailed it over the net. a nice aggressive attack there. That'll give the Mavericks something to think about defensively, too. Mila, the keeper, with it. She spots it down, kicks it in to her defensive back, who sends it on up ahead. Eliza trying to tip it. It's kicked away by the Mavericks. 80, though, controls back to Northrup. Northrup pokes away from her. Good hustle by Sims to get back and control that. And it gets poked out of bounds to the Mavericks. Mavericks have the throw in at midfield on the east side. And it goes off of a Maverick out of bounds. It'll be Warrior ball right in front of their bench. 1-0 Amity, 31 and a half minutes left to go here in the first half. Northrup with another 25, 30-yard throw. And this one's going to roll a little ways. Finally chased down and kicked out of bounds by number 5, Jones. Right in front of the Mavericks bench. So it'll be Amity ball at about one-third field or so. Playing in their third quite a bit here so far tonight. Ball poked loose, chased down in a foot race. Poked away by Ulua. She gets to it. Leaves it for McMullen. McMullen controls on this left side. Tried to center it to 80, missed her. But Eliza steps in, picks off a pass in a little foot battle there. She controls it. Works her way on ahead to Harzma. Harzma puts the brakes on. Eliza back to Harzma. Harzma takes a shot a little high. Five or 6 feet too high, but... Again, Warriors attacking when they get that first look inside of about 25 yards. They're taking a shot at it. 80's going to get a little break into the game. If I can get a number there, I think it's Claudia Juarez, 16. Mila, the keeper, with the ball. 30 minutes left to go. 10 minutes gone. 1-0 Amity. Ball poked around here at about the one-third mark. There's a shot on goal. That one a little bit high also for Eliza. That one was closer. That was only a couple feet above the net. Actually landed on top of the goal near the back. The Warriors are peppering Mila, but not very accurately so far. They've got the one goal for Eliza, assist by 80. Mila spots it to the right side of the goal as I'm looking at the goal. Out towards midfield, controlled there by Arroyo. Sends it back up the field. Mila will field this one as that ball got loose from everybody. Mila with a kick out towards midfield, headed by the Mavericks into the backfield, then sent back up towards midfield. Controlled there. Now it's poked loose by the Warriors to the right side. There's a good hustle there by the Mavericks to get it by Belden. Kind of got a little bit of a poke in towards Kylie. She fields it easily. Not a lot of pressure on it. Kylie, her kick reaches midfield. Tapped on there. McMullen in a little hip battle there. And kicked out of bounds. If it gets out of bounds, it finally does. By the Mavericks. Number 5, Jones, sent that one. We've got a whistle here. Oh, they got a sub coming back in. 80 in for Juarez. Nicely returns. Harzma will throw this one in here along the left side at about the one-third field mark on the Amity goal. Gets it into Eliza. Eliza, touch back to Warrior defender. That was Arroyo. Play a little catch in the middle there. Ball's loose. Arroyo sends it over to Harris. Harris gets it poked away towards the sideline. Chased down by Christensen over there. Sims up that right side. And then she deflects a pass. Now it's deep in the backfield here of the Mavericks. Sims pushes up, continues to put pressure on, and finally pokes it out of bounds at the end line of the Mavericks. Oh, they're going to say it's Warrior ball. Nice. So deflected off of the Maverick defender then. Throwing it on the far side, the Warriors throw it in, trying to head it, missed that one. Ball poked away by the Mavericks. Nisely gets a knee shot, but gets it past everybody towards the goal a little bit where Mila fields it cleanly. Mila with a kick right up the middle of the field. Little top spin rolls out to midfield, knocked away by Arroyo. Arroyo sends this one up the field. It's going to be a foot race. McMullen trying to get to it before it gets out of bounds. and cannot. Good hustle by Alyssa. Substitute for the Mavericks. Number 7, Belden is out. She's replaced by, looks like, Cockrell. Number 12. Throw in along this close sideline here by the Mavericks. Controlled and back out of bounds. They'll do it again. Poked away by the Warriors. This time, Eliza jabs that one away. A little bit of a foot race. Here comes 80. 80 trying to get in there. She's going to get it. Gets a shot. Goal! 80 nicely. What an effort. All 80 on that one. That ball was just kind of rolling up the middle of the field towards the goal. And she got in a foot race with two white jerseys. And she just beat him to it. Took one dribble and pounded the back of the net before Mila had a chance to even deal with her. Warriors up 2-0 with a little under 27 minutes to go here in the first half. Both Nisleys now with a goal. I don't think there was an assist on that one, but I could be wrong. Eliza pokes this one down the field towards Mila. Mila fielded in her box. Works her way towards the left side of the box where she's going to take a shot up the field. It's where she wants to be. She's got a lot of topspin on that ball. It really kicks forward when it hits. 80 controlling on that sideline, deflected off of a Maverick, controlled by the Warriors. 80 with it, feeds Eliza in the middle of the field. Eliza leaves it for Ulua. Ulua to head to McMullen. Back to Ulua. There's a head. McMullen needs to get on her horse. Can't get there. Goes defense. There's usually the steal. Alyssa has it in a little hip battle there, trying to maintain control. Alyssa towards the sideline. Tries to center it. Tipped away by 80. Ball's loose. Eliza goes down hard. No call. Harsman trying to get a shot. Finally does. And Miller with a one-hopper fields it cleanly. Good effort by the Warriors. What a battle. Both Nisleys going down hard there. And Maya coming in to almost clean that up. At midfield, Ulua gets it poked out of bounds. It'll be Maverick ball. No, Warrior ball. That's what I thought. But at first, Mavericks looked like they were going to try to take it. Ball thrown way ahead. Harsma in a foot race, and it's knocked away at the last moment by Mila. Maya was in traffic there, but was controlling the ball well for as much traffic as it was around her. It was kind of a fast break trying to get the dunk on Mila, and Mila got in there and able to deflect it at the last second. That was within the probably 3 yards of the goal when she tried to kick that ball in. There's a crosser poked away by Mila. Back out to Eliza. Eliza with a crosser. This one, oh, just missed by the Warriors. They had three blue jerseys in the front, and I think it went just by Harris at the end there. But I'm not sure if she even saw that ball coming across there. There was a lot of traffic. Had she seen it, I think she would have just been able to body that one in. What a rocket from Eliza in the corner kick. Wasn't really a corner kick, but it kind of was. It had gotten deflected out there, and there was no defense on her. She had a chance to really set up and fire on that crosser. Mila, a low one out towards about the one-third mark, knocked away by the Warriors. Chased down on the right sideline and poked ahead by Cockrell. Battle at midfield, McMullen and Moran. Poked ahead by the Mavericks. Now the Warriors, ball's semi-loose and then jabbed out of bounds before Eliza could get a chance to control that one. Mavericks poke it out. Warriors ball at about the quarter field mark. McMullen throws it in behind Eliza. Kicks it deflected off of number 7, Belden, and then poked on up ahead. Ulua has it. Deflected by the defender to McMullen. McMullen to 80. 80 trying to go back to McMullen on a little backdoor cut. Couldn't get it to her. Picked off there by number 8. That is Zarowski. Nobody really controlling here, and poked out of bounds finally by Arroyo. Warriors in control of the game, up 2-0. 23 minutes left to go in the first half. Both Nisleys have a goal. Moran trying to go ahead. poked away by the Warriors back towards midfield, tapped on Eliza with it, and then sends it on ahead. McMullen's in a foot race. It's all her. There's no defender on her. If she can get to it down this left side, she puts the brakes on, centers it, and can't quite get Harzma on the crosser. Great effort by McMullen trying to find her cousin, Maya Harzma, who was running right down the middle of the field, but Mila able to step in and get that one. Sims controls it by midfield. Warriors have played about 90% of this game on their 60% of the field, if you will, from just about, just beyond midfield in. It has been all Warriors. Nice header by 80, tapped on Maya, trying to control, knocked away from her towards the right corner, chased down over there by number 4, Milky, and out of bounds, be Warrior ball, throw in on the far east side of the field, and Liza will throw it in. Warriors playing very well right now, especially on the offensive end, just putting so much pressure on the Mavericks. Be a good win for the Warriors, they can pull this off. Arroyo, or no, Ulua takes a shot from about 30 yards out, deflected by Mila, out of bounds along the end line. So it should be a corner kick for Eliza Nisley out there. Sun peeking out here a little bit, getting rid of some of that overcast feeling. Brings the temperature up immediately a couple of degrees. Feels great. A little breezy, maybe 5 miles an hour out of the west, southwest. Eliza with a corner kick. It's centered. It's loose and bounces around, and nobody could get it in. McMullen was right there and couldn't finish. 80 centers it. There's nobody home, and it's cleared by the Mavericks. Two golden opportunities for the Warriors, especially that first one. Christensen sends it up the left side, picked up there by number 12, Cockrell. There's a whistle on the field. I'm not sure what that's for. Oh, we've got a substitute. The ball wasn't out of bounds. He should not have blown that whistle. And he's going to tell him, nope, can't sub, my bad. He thought it was out of bounds here on this side. He's on the other side. So they'll play on here. They'll throw it in, but it's not technically a dead ball. They don't get to sub. Kick it on ahead to Moran. Moran knocked down, controlled by Eliza, ahead to McMullen. Here we go up this left side again. See if Alyssa can get something going. Gets in there. Defense cuts her off. She's got to get a little stronger with that left foot. She's hesitant to take that shot. What she really needs to do is cut towards the goal at a little bit more of an angle with that left foot, get herself in a little better position to shoot. Ball centered. Harris turns, tries to get a shot on goal. It's deflected. There's a quick turn, and a dribbler gets in. 80 Nisley with a miss hit, I think. She took a pretty full swing at it with that left foot, but I think she topped it and kind of hit it on the side, and it just trickled in. The goalkeeper was expecting something coming hard, and instead she got the ultimate change up there, and it just trickled in along that right side of the net. Warriors up 3-0, 82nd goal of the day. Under 19 minutes or under 20 minutes to go now in the first half, halfway through. Great job by the Warriors so far. Mavericks with the ball down 3-0. They've been just hit by a tornado here in Amity. Northrup controls. One of the Mavericks sends it back the other way, picked up by Wilson in the box. She has not really been at anything significant she's had to do back there. The defense has been excellent. We got a handball out near midfield by the Mavericks, I guess. I couldn't see it. Adiel take the free kick here, about 65 yards out. She sends it way up the field, all the way to Mila in the goalkeeper's box. Maya was trying to get a run out there, but couldn't get to it. Ball kicked out towards midfield, controlled McMullen, heads it on, but over Harzma's head. I don't think she was expecting that. Eliza controls, sends it over to 80, back, trying to get McMullen. McMullen on the breakaway, stops, puts the brakes on, takes a shot. Tipped in off the hands of Mila. McMullen with her first goal of the day. It's 4-0 Warriors. What a shot by Alyssa McMullen. Outstanding. She She got off that left foot, got back, did a little crossover from left to right and took that right-footed shot and just bent it right over the top. Mila got a hand on it but could not poke it away. 4-0, a shell-shocked Mavericks team does not know what's going on. Trust me, they did not come in here thinking that this was going to be a cakewalk for Amity. Moran going the other way. She's going to have a shot on goal. It's deflected by Northrup. Great job by Northrup as Moran wound up trying to just hammer that thing. And we're going to have an illegal throw in. It's going to be Warrior ball. They got in a hurry trying to attack the Warriors. And a little violation. That ball's got to be thrown directly over the top of the head with both arms equally forcing the ball like Northrup does with that long 20-yarder out there towards midfield. McMullen, Christensen, poked away by the Mavericks up the right side. Moran trying to get to it. Northrup just comes in and pokes that away as Moran tries to make her move. Moran's got some skills. I think the defense is so good to me. The whole half of their field defensively, the Warriors are controlling. And Moran getting frustrated. That one, while she was trying to dribble on the sideline, went out of bounds, started to get some attitude out there. Down 4-0, a little embarrassing for the Mavericks. Riverdale, if you don't know it, by Lewis and Clark. It's a public school, but it functions kind of like a private public school. It's in the middle of all these 6A schools. It's just a little 3A school. It used to be a 1A school about 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And maybe 20 years ago now. I don't know. Time flies. But they started out as just this small school, kind of carved out politically as its own little school district. Very, very high socioeconomic status in that area, in those West Hills or Southwest Hills of Portland by Lewis and Clark there, just before you get to Raleigh Hills. Very nice area. Lots of money, but not everybody can afford to send their kid to OES or Catlin Gable at $50,000 a year. So Riverdale is kind of a public school, but acts more like a private school in a lot of ways in terms of kind of academic expectations and socioeconomic status, things like that. Ball out near midfield, face down. Great hustle there by Harzma. Harzma showing her speed, gets it to Harris. Harris with a shot. No, just missed it. What a great pass from Harzma to Harris. Maya showing a whole nother gear there that time as she was just flying out of nowhere to chase that ball down and push it on ahead. And she gave Harris a great look there. And Harris just could not control it on the shot. It got a little wide to the left from about 15 yards out. She was on a full run too, trying to collect that pass and make the shot. One she would love to have back. I'm sure that she would tell you that she should make that every time. Of course, we know that's not the way it works in sports. You should make every free throw too. Doesn't happen in basketball. So, and every lay-in. Mila gets it in. Eliza pushes up. She's got it. Goes up the left side. Crosses it back towards McMullen, who feeds Eliza. Takes the shot. Knocked away by Mila. Great little give and go there from Eliza to Alyssa and back to Eliza. She cut behind the defense. She got the shot. She didn't have much of an angle, so Mila was able to cover that pretty well. Out towards midfield, Arroyo battling. Mavericks with it. Moran turns, feeds through her forward up the left side. But Northrup there to poke it away and control it. Takes it towards the sideline. And it goes out of bounds off the Mavericks. Warrior ball. You don't want to get in a hip-checking battle with Emma. She is strong. She does not mind the physicality back there at all. I think she takes a lot of offensive players out of their game with how strong she is and her willingness to use it. You know, it's one thing to be strong. It's another thing to kind of invite that contact and that leverage that she does. Long shot taken, sails way over the top of the goal and out of bounds. About 14 minutes to go here in the first half. 4-0 Amity Warriors on top of Riverdale. As I said, Riverdale came into this ranked number 4 with a 6-1 record. Amity 4-1-1 and ranked 7th. So it'd be a good win for the RPI rankings for the Warriors, assuming they can hold on to a 4-0 lead. Wilson over to Sims. Sims pokes it up the side. Warriors trying a little different attack here. Arzma pushes it ahead and out of bounds up that right sideline. He's trying a little different inbound set there. Mavericks throw it in. Gets beyond the forward and sent out of bounds off a win. Apologize for that. Just picked up to about 15 miles an hour all of a sudden. Out towards the top of the box. Riverdale trying to control, poked away by Northrup. And are we going to have a high kick out there? Northrup grabbing her mouth like she got hit in some way, shape, or form. Can't see from here exactly what happened. She was bent over there, and she's slow to get her bearings back here. Let's see what the call is. I don't think the officials even really saw. Maybe one of them did. Back to talk to Needham, number 17. Not sure. They're giving Northrup a minute. As the officials talk, kind of collect herself. She keeps checking her face. You can't tell if it's her lips or nose. And I think they're deciding if they're going to card or not. I think they're going to say no. I think they're just saying it was maybe incidental contact. Might have been a shoulder high kick. I'm not sure. Oh, yellow card does come out for, I think, number 17. She gets the card. So she'll leave the game temporarily. How long they have to stay out? Thinking maybe Harzma's going to join me here with his phone, explain some things to me. Maybe. Warriors center the ball. 80 sends it up the sideline and... what's the call there? He's crossing his arms. I don't know what that means. Again, you know. Did you hit Colin? It's not showing up. I don't know. Let's see if we can. What's that? Okay. Huh. There we go. Well, try it again, Tim. It was just slow, I think. So what does that mean when they cross their arms like that? He blew the whistle and crossed his arms. I don't know that signal. So what was going on there? It looked like we had a little fast break going up that right side, and he blew the whistle and stopped it. All right. Hold on here. It's there, and then it's gone. That's weird. I don't know what's going on. Here, I'll hit an invite to you. Try that. I don't know where that went. Hold on. We'll figure it out here. There we go. All right. I got you now. Should come in here in a second. Meanwhile, Wilson fields a kind of a weak shot on goal there. All right. We got Tim with us now. So up 4. Yeah. Up 4-0. 12 minutes to go here in the first half. What are your impressions so far, Tim?
I think the girls look very good today. Game to play. Very aggressive offensively.
Eliza plays catch with Harris. Eliza, we're going to get an offsides. She gets kind of leaked up towards that end line.
Playing a lot more free today, it looks like.
This is not what they look like in that 2-0 loss to Boise.
No.
So this, I love this some, is good. Some of the passing has been absolutely fantastic today. And I think there's a – I mean, this should be 6-0 right now because Maya had one that she'd love to have back, and so did Ayla.
Right, I agree. And then they had a couple more that were just right at the goal that we could have had. So
yeah, there was one that was just kind of, I don't know what happened. The ball was just kind of loose in there, and nobody seemed to be able to poke it home. So, yeah, I mean, it's 4-0, and the Warriors really are more dominant than the scoreboard would indicate. There's no fluke goals out there. They're hammering the ball. Eliza trying to get it over to Maya, poked away by the backfielder. Up towards the middle, Moran with the ball, feeds a forward cutting up, picked off by Sims. Nice defensive play there. She pokes it away, and then it's sent up towards Mila, the goalkeeper at the other end. 80 with a couple of goals. Alyssa's got one. Eliza's got one. Good to see Alyssa getting that score column. Warriors back on the defensive end here. The Mavericks try to pass the ball, picked off by Sims. I'm not impressed at all with the forwards outside of number 13. Seems pretty solid, but the rest of them. We're going to have a foul on the field as I think 80 took somebody out. Hey, I love seeing 80 be aggressive out there physically. They're going to Warner. No card, it looks like, just a warning to 80. Is that going to stress her out, being warned? Does that bother her?
Maybe. That's a good aggressive play. Clean soccer. I thought she was on the ball. So,
yeah. She didn't get carded for it. No. They're going to have a free kick. What do we got? Top of the box is about 20 yards, maybe a 30 yarder here
about 30.
Out in front. Moran takes a shot about 15 feet over the top of the crossbar. So Wilson hasn't had to do a lot of work back there today. That's been good. I think our defenders are significantly superior to their forwards so far. Good having Caden back out there. And I like seeing, I don't know how you say her name for sure, Ulua?
I think it's Ulua. Uyoa.
Uyoa? Yeah. She looks a lot more comfortable playing defense than she did up closer to midfield, and seems like she's kind of in a better niche here. Reg McShane making a great catch here on the sideline, saving the Nisleys from imminent disaster of a ball hitting them. I mean, maybe not. I think Ryan's quick enough to get it. Eliza dribbling towards midfield, sends it on ahead. It's going to be too much for Harris to get to before Mila can scoop that one up in the box. She quickly sends it back up the left side, controlled, I think, by Jones out there, and then deflected out of bounds. Ah, that's not Jones. That's Rasky, I think. Defensively, what are your thoughts? What have you seen out there today?
We haven't been down here a whole lot, but I think they're, Emma's her normal self, and like you said, Grace is doing a great job back there, getting more comfortable every game, you know, and then Caden and Carrie have been doing their job as well. So, I like the lineup change with Jessica being out, moving Alyssa up, and then, you know, having Caden come back in the game. It's been working very well today, you know. And
so is this the first time Alyssa's been up there as a forward?
Yeah, because Jessica went out or hurt her ankle in that YC game. So first time we've seen this. And
I feel like that both her and Ayla would much rather be on the right side. Somebody's got to be on the left side. There have been a couple times where Alyssa has started to kind of push and doesn't seem really sure when to plant and kick with that left foot. But the one goal she did score, she put the brakes on, crossed over to her right foot and drilled it.
Yeah, so. I think that's the key right there is to push hard with the left and then come back, you know, and take that strong shot with your right foot.
Yeah, it requires a little bit more. You have to pay attention to kind of where the defense is and pick your spot and kind of read it a little bit. But not unlike a crossover in basketball, trying to get back to your right hand. So Warriors battling out here towards midfield. Good job by Arroyo. Sends it up. And it is out of bounds on the far side. Maya will inbound that. Yeah, Maya had the one that I thought she was just going to drill home. And then she had a fantastic pass to Ayla. That was just a tremendous pass. Warriors pressing up offensively. There's a crosser poked away by Mila. Warriors send it back in. Kite and Mila scoops it up before anybody can get on it. Yeah, she was, I mean, she came out of nowhere running so fast, controlled the ball, saw Ayla cutting down the middle, made a, just a fantastic pass at full speed. Warriors out near midfield now with ball deflected. Moran sends it on, trying to chase it down. She's going to get to it. And Kylie, oh, Kylie blows that one. Indecisive there, right, Tim?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, that's fine. She's got to make a decision and go with it. You know, there's no, can't be hesitant. But
it looked like one of those that a more experienced keeper might have actually come out and slid toward the ball. And covered it instead of trying to just kind of poke it away with a foot.
Right, that could have worked, but good learning experience for her.
Yep, and a good time. 4-1 is the score now. Easiest goal Moran's going to get. Eliza, midfield, dribbles her way up, tries to send it, deflected, gets it back, head to Harris. Harris can't control. Christensen pokes away the long pass. Then a slide sends the ball out towards the side. Cockrell with it. Arroyo trying to knock that one away. Eliza pokes it back towards midfield. Battling there. Controlled by 17. That's Needham. And then the Warriors send it back up the other way towards their end of the field. How do you say that? I keep wanting to say Aloha. Uloa. It's Uloja.
I think it's Uyoa.
Uloa. Uloa. Okay. I'll work on that. Uloa.
I could be wrong, but it...
Up the left side and out of bounds. Mavericks can't control it. Warriors will inbound. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Warriors had a 4-0 lead until a little defensive breakdown there gave Moran a one-on-one with Kylie. Kylie came out trying to cover it, couldn't get to it, misjudged maybe the speed of Moran or the speed of the ball, I'm not sure which, and couldn't control it. McMullen to Eliza, back to McMullen. Alyssa works left, poked away from her and out of bounds. Oh, off of Alyssa and out of bounds. Mavericks get the quick inbound here on this close sideline to me. Let it come up. Oh, great job by Eliza to step in and knock that one away. Quick inbound by Zarofsky. Christensen pokes it away. And then Sims does also. Back towards midfield. Arroyo, we've got a header tapped on. McMullen trying to control, just sends it on up the field. Didn't really have a plan there what she was going to do. She had that defender right on her hip. Long kick by Mila back out towards midfield. 80 trying to control up that right side, crosses over, comes back to the left foot. A lot of dribbling, figure out what she's going to do. Tries to send it on up ahead, knocked away. Ball out towards midfield. Mavericks with it now. Moran, her pass tipped away, controlled. Loa with it, over to McMullen. Tries to send it on up ahead, and it's going to be an offside call on Eliza. Even I could get that one. She was about 2 feet beyond the defender and kind of trying to pin her there. So about under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Warriors trying to control. And what do we got there? Was that an offside call? That looked like the defender was in front of Harris the whole way. I'm not sure what that call was, but looks like it's coming back.
That's the offside signal. But
yeah, boy, from here. Yeah, it looked like Harris was in proper position right behind the defender. I don't know if it's every part of the body. Maybe there was a finger sticking out. I don't know. Harris battling at the middle there. Ball poked back out. Christensen sends it on ahead. 80 trying to control on that left side. 80, nice physical play. Takes out number 9, Rector, and did Rector. Ha! See what I did there, Tim?
I see it. I like it.
80 Rector. Christensen trying to battle against the forward. The forward ends up with it on the far side. Can't see the number. Hits a little crosser. Dribbles all the way across the line. Down out of bounds. Warriors with the ball. That one had some danger there. Kind of that slow crosser that everybody was kind of running after. They just didn't have anybody quite fast enough to get there before Kylie could chase it down. She's going to let Northrop send this. Minute 10. See if the Warriors get one last push here before the end of the half. Northrop, a little side spinner, controlled by 80, and then knocked away from her. Northrop with it again. Ball being battled around near the top of the box. Great job by Ulloa to push that one away and use a hip check there at the same time. Maya up the right side, gets it to Harris. Harris working past the defender, knocked away. Harris battling up that right side, finally poked back, and Harris kicks it out of bounds. Good defense there by number 6, Donahue. Battling with Harris all the way along that right side. 30 seconds to go, first half. Ball's loose out near the midfield here, controlled by Arroyo. Sends it. If a little softer, it'd be a good foot race there, but gave it a little too much, and Mila, the goalkeeper, fields that. Out towards midfield. 80. Takes a couple of dribbles. Oh, poked away. It looked like she was going to be able to get that over to Harris on the right side. Good defense there by the Mavericks. Well, that one goal might give them just enough motivation to actually show up and play hard in the second half, unfortunately. All right, we are at the end of the first half. It is 4-1 Amity Warriors. So take a quick commercial here, and then Tim and I will give you a little recap of the first half.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, yeah, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out, Go Warriors! Oregon Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
All right, Jeff Clark back here with Tim Harsma. I've got to unmute you, Tim. Hold on. I don't know what I'm doing here. Can you unmute yourself?
Can you hear me?
There you go. Right. Yep, I can hear you. I muted you earlier because you had somebody walking by you when you were talking, and I didn't realize that sometimes I forget the mics don't work even when the commercials are playing.
Yeah. All right. Ellie texted in and said it's Ulloa.
Ulloa. Ulloa. Ulloa.
Yeah.
So like U-Y-O-U. Ulloa. Okay, good to know. That's why we need people that know more than us, Tim.
Yep.
So, you've been watching every game. I haven't seen the last couple of games, but I know, having talked with you and with Coach Dyer and some others, that the girls have not been really playing up to their standard, or, you know, definitely not up to Coach Dyer's standard. And not up to what we've come to expect. So, you know, without naming names, what's kind of been the difference today versus how they played the last couple of games?
I just think today they look relaxed and are just playing soccer like they know how, you know, just, I think putting too much pressure, you know, on themselves and maybe being, knowing that people are going to give them their best shot kind of got to them a little bit, but today they just look like they're having fun again and just playing like they can.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you're expected to do well, you start playing against the scoreboard a little bit, like we should have this many goals or, you know, we should be up by this much. And you're focused on that instead of on just playing your game and letting the goals happen when they happen, especially in soccer. Boy, you know, but we see it in basketball. You know, if you're not shooting well, you miss a few shots. Sometimes teams start pressing, feeling like, well, we should score more points, right? So, you know, and then they get a little tight and get out of, don't run the offense right or whatever. You know, on a larger stretched out scale, it seems like that happens in soccer as well. You just, you know, they've kind of come to expect that they're going to score, you know, 5 or 6 goals, you know, and then when that's not happening, you start to get a little nervous, a little antsy, you start feeling some pressure. I don't know. So how is
I think
Maya?
It's a little bit of all that, but I think, yeah, it's good to see this today for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a different, this is what we've come to expect. Just really aggressive on the offensive end. And then the defense feeds off of that, right? It puts more pressure on the other team when the offense starts scoring a little bit you know, it just, everything just kind of snowballs in a positive way. So Maya's a junior this year. I know that makes you feel old.
Yes.
How's she feeling? I know she's battled last year. She was battling some foot issues during the season. She had some hip issues during track. How's she feeling physically?
I think she's doing pretty well. So knock on wood, just been, you know, much healthier this year than last year for her as far as soccer goes. And, you know, the asthma, allergy issues and whatnot, but it's been going really well. So
that is fantastic. On that one play I commented, I don't know if you were listening or not, just that burst was there where she just flipped that switch and just exploded past the defender.
It's good to see that again.
Yeah, and it's, you know, sometimes when you're playing midfield, it's harder to find those opportunities to do that too. And you get up and play in that forward position, and a little bit more of an attack mode up there. You get a chance to sometimes stretch those legs a little bit and use that gift you've got. But yeah, that was the most speed. I don't remember seeing that much speed out of her last year, hardly ever. And I don't know if that was the foot that just, or the asthma, or the combination of things. Never, it didn't seem like she had that same gear. Where, you know, we've talked about this, it seems like no matter how fast she's running, she has another gear still. And that's what it looked like today, which was really good to see.
Yeah, I think last year was the asthma was the big thing. She just couldn't do it physically.
Couldn't get to 100%.
And if she did it, she knew she wouldn't be able to recover from it, you know. So it's kind of tough to do.
Yeah, and so, you know, pretty good first half overall defensively for the Warriors. They did have the one breakdown there where Moran was able to kind of get loose a little bit. The defense kind of maybe pushed up a little. I don't remember the whole play, but she was able to really get into attack mode and get past the defense and get Kylie into a situation where it's hard to know when it's the right time to come out and try to stop that offensive player. And Kylie came out, but she didn't look like she was quite sure that what her plan was once she came out.
That was a good ball they sent out forward, and it was in the top corner of the box. So Kylie had to come a long way. So that's tough decision to make because you're not getting back.
You know, you've got one shot, right? You either break it up or you give up a goal. It's a dichotomy right then. It's a binary decision that's going to be made. And it looked like she came up pretty hard and then wasn't quite sure. I mean, that girl's Moran is not a small forward. I mean, she's pretty tall and strong and it had a lot of momentum. And I think Kylie might have flinched a little bit right there as she came up, not really sure how that impact was going to go or how that was going to play out. And you got her speed.
I was standing down here and I think Emma was gaining on the girl too, kind of coming into play, and I'm not sure she wanted to get in Emma's way, you know, so just couldn't decide what to do.
Well, and we've seen goalies get hurt. You know, when you come out and get into a collision out there, you're focused on the ball, and you know it's easy to take a to take a shot to the stomach or the ribs, and you know, it's one thing if it's a playoff game and you know you're in a one score game or something. It's another thing when it's first half of a non-league regular season game and you're up 4-0. Maybe it's not a good time to put your body on the line completely. So, and especially with Kylie's lack of experience in how to do that. She hasn't had a lot of opportunities to come out and master that technique of how to break up a kind of a fast break like that. So,
yeah, very true.
All right, we are just about ready to get going. Take a quick break here, throw another commercial your way, and then we'll get started with the second half in about a minute. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
All right, we are back here with Amity Warrior Soccer. Start of the second half. Warriors lead the Mavericks of Riverdale 4-1. Hopefully the Warriors can come out and be just as aggressive offensively as they were in that first half, really putting a lot of pressure on the keeper, Isabel Miller. Waiting to get officially started here. 40 minutes on the score clock. It'll be Riverdale who will be getting things started here. Moran up front with Donahue, number 6, number 9, Rector. And I think on the other side is maybe Zaraski. I can't see her number. Still waiting. Officials getting themselves in position. Here we go. Moran sends it back to Neham. Back ahead, picked off by 80. 80 trying to feed up that left side to Harris, knocked away from her. Looks like they've reversed it now with Harris on the left and McMullen on the right side of the forwards. Ball out near midfield and poked out of bounds by the Warriors over there. By Uloya. That's how Ellie says we're supposed to say it, I think. Uloya. We'll do our best. Throw in on the far side. Riverdale throws it in. Christensen sends it back out close to midfield. And then 80 sends it further down. Controlled in the backfield by the Mavericks over towards this near sideline. Sent back towards midfield by number 9, Rector. Warriors control. Now the Mavericks send it on ahead. Uloya trying to chase it down along with Christensen. There's a pass on ahead and a goal. No, but a shot on goal. Just missed it to the right. Trying to see what number that was. It had that attack there. Can't see her number. She's got her back to me, but a good press there. But Christensen and Loya both defending that play, making it tough for her to get a clean shot off. Corner kick, Riverdale, out towards the top of the box, poked away by Eliza. Eliza passes it over, tried to leave it for McMullen, not quite far enough, taken away. Now 80 pops it up in the air towards midfield. kind of a little scrum in there, and AD comes out of there with it over to McMullen. Can't control cleanly, and it's taken away by Zaraski. Now Arroyo with it back towards midfield. Pushed back up by Needham. It's kind of a little back and forth here. Nobody really able to get anything going here. Harzma gets it poked away. Riverdale trying to push up, and then Harzma just comes in clean, steals it away. One of the Mavericks went down, stepped on top of the ball. Finally, Arroyo sends it back across midfield. Now McMullen with it. McMullen up, looking for Eliza, trying to control it, pokes it ahead, and it's taken away. Nope, now Eliza with another poke. She gets on it, gets a shot. Mila with a save. Wow, great effort by Eliza to stay on that. It got poked away from her. She just used it as an opportunity to poke it back away from the defender and chase it down. Great effort there by Eliza Nisley. They pushed on ahead, mishandled there by Sims. Going to have a kind of a weak shot from number nine's Rector, and Wilson fields it over here on this left side of the net. Wilson out towards half court, if you will, midfield, and off of Milky and out of bounds. Quick throw in by McMullen, trying to get it to 80. 80 pushes on ahead. She's going to have a one-on-one. Pokes it past, just lays it up and in. Pokes it home. 80 Nisley with the hat trick, folks. That's her third one of the day. And that was a great move. Mila came out to try to take that. 80 poked it away from her, got behind her, and had the dunk. 5-1 Warriors. 3.5 minutes gone here in the second half. Fantastic job and concentration by 80 Nisley. Had a rough game against YC, was out of that game for a while, a little banged up, shaken up. Now back and playing as well as I've seen her play. Mavericks send it down the left side and out of bounds. Warriors will throw it in at about the quarter field mark towards the Warriors' goal. Warriors going left to right in front of me here in this second half, north to south. Long throw in by Emma, gets it to 80, 80, sends it on ahead, trying to get it to McMullen up the right side, knocked away by Milky. Ball's loose out towards the one-third field mark and poked out of bounds by Sims to reset the defense there. Milky will throw it in, does so. Sims chases it down, though, as it gets away from number six. Donahue poked back out, kind of loose out here near the one-third mark. Now McMullen gets it, tries to send it on to Harzma, who was cutting up the middle of the field. Couldn't quite get it to her, picked off by Riverdale. Boy, Milky having a hard time with her cleats there, I think. There's a pass on ahead. Defender gets back. Maya can't get to it before the defender does. Sends it out of bounds, though. Be Warrior ball at about the quarter field mark towards their goal. So Warriors with a chance to attack offensively. Eliza and Isaac coming back into the game, replacing Lily Rideout, sophomore for sophomore there. Good throw in, but controlled by Riverdale. Well, a couple of whiffs there. Milky whiffs off of McMullen. McMullen tried to chase it down, and it is out of bounds to the Warriors. Milky's struggling here. Cleats don't seem to be working very well. She's whiffed on a couple of balls. Ball back, kicked back out of bounds by the Mavericks. Eliza will throw it in. Trying to get it to 80, who's posting up top of the box. Can't do anything with it there. A little one-on-one action pushed out of bounds by Eliza on the right side. Throw in, knocked away by Eliza, controlled but knocked out of bounds by the Mavericks. Quick throw in, trying to get it to Maya. A little lob towards midfield, knocked away and poked out of there. Christensen, or Uloya can't handle it. Arroyo does, though. Gets it back up the left side and How is that offsides? That's what they're calling, but there was the defender back. I don't know. So I guess Harris got behind her. I don't have a great angle. So didn't look like offsides from here, but I'm not straight on with the play. 33 minutes and some change to go here in the second half. Out towards midfield, Arroyo. Nice job of sending that one back into the backfield. Controlled by 80, knocked away. She gets it back. Trying to feed Harris up the left side a little too far and kicked out of bounds by the Mavericks. Warriors ball by the end of their bench at about the probably 30 yards out from the goal on the sideline. Arroyo crosses back, gets it to Nisley, trying to feed the middle. A couple of deflections in there, back out towards midfield. Christensen can't get to it. This is Moran in a foot race with Northrup. Northrup trying to catch up with her. Bodies are, and Moran takes a high shot way over. Great defense there by number 13, Emma Northrup, as she uses her speed and strength to really keep Moran from being able to plant that foot and drive that ball at Wilson. Excellent job by the all-league defender, Emma Northrup, just a sophomore. Ryan Nisley chasing down that loose ball in the far corner. Appreciate that. As Kylie got the spare one in there. Sims pushes it up the right side. Knocked away back towards the Warriors goal. Now McMullen with it right here in front of me and can't control it off her foot and out of bounds. It's a little too much there. Boy, this field looks fantastic. I hadn't mentioned that. It's really filled in here with all the rain it's had. Good growing weather. Beautiful out there. Mavericks and battling there with Alyssa. Alyssa pokes it on ahead. Sends it, trying to get it to Maya. Maya at a foot race. She's going to win that foot race, puts the brakes on, loses it, feeds it back over to Harris. Can't hang on to it. Ball's loose in front of the net. Maya to Alyssa, and it's deflected out of bounds. That's going to be a corner kick for the Warriors. So Eliza will head to that corner and do one of the things that she does as well as anybody, and that's corner kicks. Boy, the Warriors looked like they almost had a chance there. Maya just couldn't quite control that ball. She was being bodied by the defender. So I guess we'll say it was good defense. Keep her from being able to really plant a foot and get a shot. She left it back for Alyssa when she couldn't get good leverage on the play. Alyssa's shot was deflected. There's the crosser a little deep. Head in. Ayla Harris with a header off the cross. Tim said we never see that. That's the second one now that we've seen this year. 80 had one over at East Lynn Christian. Now Ayla Harris with a header, the assist by Eliza Nisley. I thought that might be a little far on that crosser. Ayla went up and just drilled it home with the header. 6-1 Warriors. What a fantastic corner kick and header. Both ends of that play just so well done. Long pass ahead. Northrup clears it to the side. Warriors with a commanding 5-goal lead here with 30 minutes to go in the game. We'll throw in here along this side for Milky at about the quarter field mark. Moran trying to turn, knocked away from her, pokes it to the middle. 80 clears it into the game for the Warriors. Jillian Uloya. So there's two Uloyas. I thought there was only one. Grace Uloya has been playing all game. Now Julian Uloya into the game. Uloya. We'll get it right. We'll work on it. Doesn't roll off my tongue very well. Grace with it along the far side. That's what we'll go with, is Grace and Jillian. That way you'll know which one I'm talking about. Poked out of bounds on the far side. There'll be a throw in over there for the Mavericks. They do throw it in, and it goes poked away by the Warriors and out of bounds. I think Grace poked that one away. So now about 10 yards, maybe 10 yards out from the corner. Going to throw that one in. Mavericks with it on the far side, trying to get it centered. It's deflected again. And this one will be the Warriors. Kylie will take it. Turned out to be pretty good soccer weather today. Nobody cramping up from the heat. Everybody's in pretty good shape by now, a few weeks into the season. Weather's nice. Warriors bring it in. Eliza pushes it ahead to McMullen. McMullen centers it to 80. 80. Back to McMullen. McMullen trying to go up the side, does to Eliza. Eliza, great passing back to McMullen. On to 80. Oh, a little bit too far for 80 there and poked away. Warriors trying to work on their passing attack there. Northrop's going to pick off this attempt and poke that away. Warriors clear it as Sims sends it back up towards the one-third field mark. Rector leaves it for Moran. Centers it, knocked away. They chase it down over here by the left side. Rector back towards the middle. Back to Zaraski, poked away from her. Now the Warriors on the attack. McMullen centers it midfield. Oh, poked away. Good defense there by the Mavericks. They recenter it to 80, 80. Now still send it up that left side, trying to get Harris. Harris catches up with it, pushes hard up that left side, poked away from her by number 12. Now Harris battling, trying to get it back, and it goes out of bounds off of the Mavericks, off of number 12, Cockrell. Harris to inbound, throws it in short to 80, knocked away from her. 80 has it again, deflected, trying to get past the defense there on that side, and deflected again out of bounds. It'll be Warriors ball. Now out closer to midfield, about 10 yards short of midfield. 6-1 Amity. He joined us late. First half, 80 had a couple of goals. Alyssa McMullen had one. And then Eliza had one in the second half. Well, and then the Mavericks got one late in the first half, making it a 4-1 game going into halftime. And then in the second half, it was 80 getting the hat trick with her third goal, and then a header off a crosser from Eliza. Ayla Harris put the header in, and the Warriors took a 6-1 lead. Long kick by Kerry Sims, fielded by the goalkeeper, Mila. She gets it back in quickly. They push it back up across midfield. Christensen on her horse to chase this one down, and she pokes it out of bounds on the far sideline about one-quarter field. Up from the Warriors' goal. Quick throw in, cleared by Eliza. Now Christensen with it. She'll send it up the middle of the field, just beyond her teammate's ability to get to it. I'm trying to see who that is. I think that's Jillian. There's a shot on goal at the other end, and up and over. Again, they've had a hard time keeping their elevation down on their strikes, and the Warriors escape again. Wilson not having to do anything on that one. 6-1 Amity, 25 and a half minutes to go, or thereabouts. Haven't had any injury stoppage, so that's good. Northrop sends the kick up the middle. Christensen tries to deflect it. Shot on goal, missed by the Mavericks. They got a quick left foot strike there out on top of the box. Missed it wide left. That's number 3, Philpott. Junior, normally a defender. They've got her up playing forwards, listed as a defender. Warriors trying to get this back on their end of the field here. Stop having to play defense. Moran falls down. Good defense there by Christensen. Maya pushes it ahead. Jillian, we've got an injured player. They're going to stop an Amity attack stopped because of an injured player for the Mavericks, and she's not really injured, just a little shaken up. That's an interesting time to stop when you're on offense and the defender is laying on the field behind you. I guess they were saying that the Warriors didn't probably have a clean attempt to get a shot off. Moran will leave the game. Probably their best offensive player has their only goal today. That did stop the clock. 24 and a half minutes left to go. Yeah, play of the game. Probably the Eliza's crosser and the header by Ayla Harris off of that. Just absolutely spectacular play. Highlight reel stuff. Make the ESPN top 10 tonight, maybe. Warriors trying to control the ball. Goes out of bounds at midfield. A quick throw in here by... Oh, we've got a whistle on the field. They're going to have a sub. Trying to get a quick throw in was Milky. Like Moran coming back into the game. So Milky will try to throw in again. Does so. Controlled by Sims. Deflected out of bounds by Philpott. Warriors ball. Northrop will throw it in. It was a high one, just about towards midfield, headed by Eliza over to Alyssa. Let's go back to Eliza. Eliza turns up the right side. Now she's in a foot race. Puts the brakes on. Accelerates again. Crosses. Trying to find a teammate. And finally chased down. And attempted shot on goal there by Claudia Juarez. But Eliza made the crosser. There just wasn't anybody quite up that far to be able to handle that crosser, but a good effort by Eliza. Mila set to send this one back towards midfield, deflected there by Grace. Christensen pokes it away from the offensive player, and then a long kick up that side. Going to be a foot race up there. Christensen does a good job of getting in front and giving Northrop a clean look at the ball to poke it out of bounds. Good hustle there by both Caden and Emma. Quick throw in on the far side about the quarter field mark. Moran, pretty handsy. She'll go to make a move sometimes and kind of use her hands to shove the defender or control the defender when she does that. Northrop sends it back out of bounds. About 22 minutes to go here in this one. 6-1 Amity with a commanding lead. Eliza battling, and I think we're going to get a high kick by somebody there. So Northrop's going to kick the ball. A free kick here, but it's from, 80 yards away from the goal. Sends it out towards midfield, headed on there, touched. Eliza, she controls. Little fast break action, trying to get it ahead. There's Maya. Maya getting out in front, going to have a shot on goal here. Slows down, takes her time, and it's stonewalled by Mila. Oh, Maya would love to have that one back. That's the second one tonight that she's had where she had a great opportunity to put that home and just wasn't able to convert. Looked like she hesitated, tried to get Mila to commit, and then tried to sneak it past her, maybe on Mila's right, and a good job by the keeper. Smother that one. Those fast breaks are fun. You don't get them very often. There's a pass out on ahead. The Warriors trying to chase it down to Juarez. They center it. Harzma can't quite get to it. She took it, tipped it on with the right foot, was trying to get to it with the left foot for the kick on goal. And Mila beat her to it. Warriors battling Arroyo near midfield, trying to get it to 80-80. A collision between Jillian Uloya and the defender there. Passed on ahead. Grace Uloya chases it down and kicks it out of bounds along the sideline. Quick inbound by Riverside. Trying to get it in. Good defense by Christensen. Just put the brakes on, stop the ball, and reverse the direction that it was headed. Arroyo to Christensen, sends it up to McMullen. McMullen at about the quarter field mark, tries to center it. Maya can't quite get there. They play a little catch in front of Maya. Send it on. Christensen again interrupting the play, but there's going to be a shot on goal. No! Good job by Northrop, and there's a goal. Northrop almost had it. The Riverdale player able to recover and get a about a 15-yard shot on Kylie there, point blank. 6-2 Warriors, 18:51 left to go in this one. As a little broken defensive play there. The Warriors didn't capitalize on their offensive chance the last time. This time, the Mavericks do capitalize on theirs. Warriors not doing as good a job of clearing the ball here. Northrop pokes this one away. Up the right side, there's Northrop zipping in and pulling that away and then pushing it out of bounds along the far east side by the end of the Mavericks bench. 6-2 Amity with a commanding lead here. And Coach Dyer's rotated in quite a few players today, which is good. 80. And honestly, the Warriors should have about 10 goals in this game. They've missed probably at least four really good opportunities. Middle of the field, Warriors with it. Aloya with it. Back to Maya. Maya trying to feed on ahead. Little foot race. Juarez trying to get the shot. She gets taken out. No call there. And the Mavericks clear it. Harris getting a break right now. We have some sort of penalty out there on the field. I don't know if it's a tripping call or what. It's going to be against the Warriors because it's going to be Maverick ball. Waiting for a substitution on the far side. As Grace Aloya goes out of the game, so does Jillian Aloya into the game. I think that is Rachel Dyer. And couldn't see the other number. It's on the far side of the field. Need some glasses. In the middle, Zaraski pokes it on ahead. Tentative by the Warriors. They finally clear this. Little inexperienced back there now defensively. Over towards the left side, Riverdale trying to send it up the middle, poked away. And 80 clears it. Back to Moran. Moran, Christensen gets in the way of that one. And we're going to have another penalty out on the field. Trying to see what they're calling here. Going to be a free kick. Maybe that was a handball down there. But this is going to be a kick from just beyond the top of the box, maybe 20 yards from the goal. Warriors set up a little wall. Four girls in front of her. Trying to get right where they want to be. Moran with a kick. No good. Wide left. So Warriors defense holds. Still 6-2. 16:45 to go in this one. The Warriors with a four-goal lead, 6-2. Kylie out to 80. 80 turns, sends it midfield. Maya trying to control, pokes it on ahead. It's going to be a foot race there, and they're going to call an offside on Dyer. So it'll be back on the Mavericks side of midfield where they'll start this out. How you doing, Reg?
Doing good.
Good. Mavericks send it on ahead. Nice collision there between Emma Northrup and can't see who the Maverick player is. Emma took her out. I guess that was Moran. Moran's kind of a flopper. She's been around a lot today. Three times, Reg says. He sees the same thing I see. We always notice the floppers. Yeah. And long and kept us from getting any kind of an offensive break. We were headed the other way. Yeah. Moran will get the free kick here from about 30 yards out. Warriors getting themselves stationed defensively where they want to be. Moran sends it a little high and over the top. That one was closer. She's been really high on a lot of them. Kylie didn't have to do anything again, though. Warriors up 6-2 with 15 15 minutes to go. I have to squint at that, make that five look like a six if I don't. Wilson. Warriors have had a lot of chances today to score, point blank. Just haven't been able to capitalize on a lot of them. They've got six. They should have 10. Maya's had a couple that, boy, she'd love to have back. That last one, she just couldn't figure out when to attack. Good speed there by 80 up the right side. Now she's going to be able to send that on ahead. Eliza, it's going to be a sprint race. Eliza's going to get there, poked away, trying to control. And are we going to have a penalty on Eliza or on the defender on Eliza? Wow. She checks on her, makes sure that she's okay. I think she said there was maybe a little push in there. It was physical. Can't deny that. These girls aren't afraid of contact out there. Got some pretty good shots. Both of the Knisley girls have been physical today. Ball got loose near the top of the box. It was cleared by Milky to the other side. Warriors battling there. Juarez getting it to Dyer. Back out to Arroyo. Up that side, trying to get... I don't see the offside, but I think... Is that what they're calling? I don't think so. It wasn't called an offside. I don't know what that was. Warriors going to get a free kick here from about 40 yards out for Eliza. Eliza sends this one towards the middle and rolls through to Mila. Mila scoops it up with 13:20 to go. Mila with a nice kick out towards midfield and controlled by Christensen. Trying to control, couldn't control it. Goes out of bounds. Quick throw in. Trying to run a little break, and Northrop pokes that one back out of bounds along the far side. Warriors need to reset their defense quickly here as the Mavericks trying to run a little up-tempo on them by getting that ball in quickly. Moran battling, pokes it on ahead. Over to... And there's a point-blank shot by Philpott, and she can't finish it. She missed with that left foot. She's missed a couple of good looks in there. That was a really good attack. They didn't really give our defense a chance to get comfortable and get set up. They just kept pressing, getting the ball back in quickly. I like that up-tempo, almost a run-and-gun type of approach. The defense never really got set, didn't have good communication there. Sims with it up the right side, taken there by the Mavericks and out of bounds as Rector was trying to send it back in. It was deflected by 80 Knisley. Well, 80's had a good game today. 3 goals today, Reg. Gotta love that. Yep, it's been good for her. And she's got an assist, I think, also. Played really well. What was the goal of the game, though, in your mind? Gotta like the header by Ayla. What a pass from Eliza and a header by Ayla. It was amazing. That's a pro looking level. Oh, yeah. You don't get a lot of those. Ball out around midfield. Good hustle there by 80. 80 pushes up the right side, leaves it for Eliza. Eliza now with a little break, trying to go back to 80, a little bit behind her. Put the brakes on. Needs to feed Maya. Oh, Maya was going one way, and 80 went the other way with it. There's a little shot on goal on the far side from, I think that's Braun, Tegan Braun in there. And Mila able to handle it. That pass was almost perfect. It was just a little behind 80. She had to slow down for it, gave that defender a chance to get back and create some problems. Getting a little dusky here. We're going to talk about soccer lights at some point. These fall games start to get dark out here, especially on an overcast day. 11 minutes to go in this one. Warriors up 6-2 still. Eliza sends it back out to Sims. I think she was trying to take a shot. That one kind of curled off her foot to the right a little bit and out of bounds along the end line.
I tell you, the people that worked on this field.
Oh, the field looks fantastic, doesn't it?
Walking on carpet.
Oh, I want my home lawn now done this way. Talk to John Imlaw, see if I can get him up there to put my lawn in better.
My wife. why
can't we have this? Can't have good things. Too many weeds at my house. Soil's not very good either. We've got a whistle on the field as bodies are flying everywhere. Looks like it's going to be Warrior ball. Juarez, get ready to kick. Left angle, about 40 yards out. 35 maybe. Sends it to the middle. Eliza trying to get to it. Mila steps up. Not a bad kick there by Juarez. Just didn't quite have enough hang time to allow Eliza to get there. Out towards midfield. Good kick by Mila. Controlled there by the Mavericks. Trying to center it. Get it to Philpott. Philpott loses it. Ends up back with Donahue. Poked away by the Warriors. And then out of bounds to the Warriors. Sometimes you don't know. You just have to look at which way the girls are walking. Because I don't know. Nobody's pointing out there. I can't see anything. The girls all know, though, most of the time. Northrop throws another 25-yard bomb in there overhead. Controlled by the Mavericks, though, after the mishandle. They send it on ahead. Poked out in front. Moran's going to get to it, trying to put the brakes on. Good defense. Tries to cross it back to a teammate. It's going to sail all the way along the end line. Good defense there by Sims and Northrop. Below 9 minutes to go in this one, 6-2 Warriors. Andy's been able to go deep on his bench today, which is nice, giving those kids some playing time that have practiced so hard. Wilson over to Grace Ulia. Out of bounds there. Controlled by Moran. Moran. There's a ball popped up towards the center of the field. Controlled there by Zaraski. A little ball popped up in front of the goal. Pushed away about 10 yards out. This has kind of got danger written all over it. We're not really clearing the ball there. They're continuing to kind of control it at this end. Try to run a little back door. Crosser, nothing there, and finally cleared by Caden Christensen. Mavericks get it back, but Eliza pokes it away. Gets it to Maya. Taken away by Moran. And there's another flop. She just throws herself on the ground when she gets bumped. At some point, officials should figure that out, wouldn't you think? It's like the old flop in basketball. Every time you get bumped, you're flailing backwards on the floor. I mean, she literally threw her legs out and went completely airborne 2 feet off the ground there to draw that call. Pretty weak. Needham will take the free kick here from about 35 yards. It's a ground ball poked away nicely. And Nisely got tripped up. Are they going to? Moran's down again. Imagine that.
She's hurt.
Oh, she's definitely hurt this time, right? We're going to have a timeout. Oh, she's back up. Imagine that. She definitely hits the ground a lot. Takes her longer to get up than it takes everybody else. And when they stop play like that, doesn't that mean she should have to leave the game? I mean, she's the reason they stop play. I think you should have to leave the game if they have to blow a whistle and stop play for you. Warriors have the ball. Northrop getting ready for a free kick. About 10 yards beyond the, 5 yards beyond the top of the box. Sends this one up the middle of the field. Nice long kick by Northrop. Poked away. Eliza had it, lost it, got it back over to 80. Little traffic there. Can't see what's going on, but Moran just throwing herself. Is that Moran? No, that's not Moran. That's not 13. That's 17, Needham. They look similar out from here. Kind of throwing herself around. There's a lot of what, I mean, I'll have to ask the girls later, but there definitely looks like a few cheap shots out there to me. Mavericks try to clear the ball, send it out of bounds just past midfield. Compton not quite fast enough to get over there and get the ball. He probably had wheels back in the day, but Jerry's not chasing down the ball with lightning speed anymore.
It's nice to catch, as
I gave you. You saved the Nisleys. You saved them. I don't know what Ryan would have done if you hadn't been there. You were right on it, paying attention. Took it with two hands, clean, no bobble. There's a ball loose in front. Harris is going to get an offsides call. Ugh. So I need to get some clarification from somebody who knows more about soccer than me, but you might have to do. So in that case, that ball deflected off of the defender, and then Ayla went to chase it down. That doesn't seem like that should be offsides to me.
I don't think it should be either.
Because she wasn't offsides until after deflected. Maya's going to have a chance. Oh, and just wide left with the goal attempt there. She had another chance.
I think I've got it figured out. I'm wrong.
I know. Me too. I can do play-by-play. I can't do analysis. I don't know anything. Mavericks with the ball. 5 minutes to go. Trying to push this one way up the field. Northrop's going to chase this down. Send it back towards midfield where the Mavericks field it. Moran leaves it for Eliza, apparently. Eliza. That was a great pass by Moran to Eliza, like she was trying. Ball up the left side. There's a chase by McMullen trying to get to it. McMullen can't. Now she does. Takes a shot. Mila has it. It trickles loose, but there's no Warrior there to help out. If there had been somebody crashed in that other side, Reg, you know, you always run the fast break with your teammates, right? You never know when something's going to end up in your hands. You're going to get a chance to score something. But nobody else running with her. Good try by Alyssa to get that shot on goal, though. At midfield, the Warriors control Eliza. Works right.
There it is.
Tries to
in.
Center it. And it's poked away. 80 was making a run, looking to get goal number 4 in this game. 4 minutes and a little bit to go here in this one. Mavericks with the ball on the far side. They inbound it. Nice steal there by Christensen. Just jumped in front of that pass and bodied it away. Mavericks control now, poked away again, this time by Arroyo, excuse me. Warriors feet on ahead, trying to get to it as McMullen, and it's poked out of bounds. Warriors ball at about the one-quarter field mark from their goal here. On the offensive end, Eliza will inbound right by the end of the Warriors bench. Throws it in, headed away, chased down by McMullen. Trying to control, back to Eliza. Eliza leaves it back for Arroyo, poked away from her. Good job by Aloya coming up there. Eliza dribbling through some traffic, gets to the top of the box, and kind of pokes a weak little shot in there. Couldn't get much on that one, and Mila fields it cleanly. Mila's had a lot of saves today. She must have about a dozen saves. 3 minutes to go in this one. Eliza trying to go middle to Maya. Can't quite do it. Now Maya pokes it away. She's got it on the end line, and she gets bodied from behind, loses it out of bounds. Trying to put the brakes on, and the defender just kind of ran into her, and Maya lost it. Maya's had a few looks there today. It just hasn't been able to convert. Sims, her shot deflected by the defender. And then Harris pokes it out of bounds. 2.5 to go. 6-2 Warriors. Might end up being the final score here. Warriors have had a few chances here late in the game. Harzma battling, gets it taken away from her. Neham up midfield. Poked away. And Sims did a little rope-a-dope there. Acted like she wasn't going to do anything. And then at the last second, poked the ball away from Philpott. Zaraski knocked away by Arroyo. Christensen. No, that's McMullen battling. There's Christensen poking it back up the middle of the field. Kind of a volleyball match here right now at midfield going back and forth. Eliza with it midfield. Trying to handle it. It gets poked away from her. She's in a little foot race. She tries to knock it away. Takes out the offensive player and just misses a left-footed goal. Or takes out the defensive player. That was a great effort by Eliza. Maintained her own body control after knocking the defender off balance. Chased down the ball, got a left-footed shot off, but it was just wide right. 1:20 to go. Quick kick in down the right side from Mila. Mavericks with it, trying to feed ahead. Poked out of bounds by Christensen there. But it makes a difference having your starting defensive backfield out there. Getting Christensen back from early in the year not playing really has helped this defense. 80, girl with 3 goals today. Can't quite hang on to that one. Now turns and sends it up the left side. Nice kick. It's going to be a little bit of a foot race there. See who can control. McMullen gets poked out of bounds by the Mavericks. Warriors with it. 40 seconds to go. McMullen trying to get it in. does. Harris turns, can't do anything with it, poked away from her by Donahue and out of bounds. That'll just about do it. 30 seconds to go in this one. Maya towards the middle of the field, leaves it, takes a shot, a little wide right. And that'll do it, folks. 10 seconds left. Warriors with a 6-2 win here tonight. Dominating fashion. 4 goals in the first half, 2 more goals early in the second half. And then a lot of substitutions. Andy able to play that whole bench, get everybody involved. And that'll do it for tonight. The Warriors with an outstanding effort came out, took it to the 6-1 Mavericks, who came in ranked 4th in the state. And the Warriors will help their ranking here a little bit with that win. That's a good quality win against a school out of the Portland area there. So 6-2 Warriors. Adie Nisley with 3 goals, Eliza with 1, Alyssa McMullen with 1, and Ayla Harris with a header off of the crossing pass from the corner kick. It was a crosser from Eliza, and Ayla headed that in. So that's the 6 goals tonight. Great job by the girls. Good job by Coach Dyer. He's been battling a little sickness. He's been under the weather some, and he's been a little frustrated trying to get the girls to play the way he knows they can play. And tonight, they showed up and played. So, fantastic job. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us. Reg, nice talking with you. Wherever you are, it's always a great night to be a Warrior. Good night, everybody.